this week's Sedra, so it is obvious that the subject matter of the Akedah requires elucidation. The question is, what was the purpose of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam testing Avraham Avinu? Rebbeinu Shel Olam knew Amin, the potential of Avraham Avinu. So why did Rebbeinu Shel Olam have to torture Avraham Avinu by telling him to sacrifice his son Yitzchak on the altar? And because of that, Avraham Avinu had to experience so much anguish. What's the purpose of it? Now, the Ramban raises that question, and the Ramban gives the Teretz that while the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, of course, knew the potential of Avraham Avinu, but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted that the potential of Avraham should be transformed into an actuality. What's the purpose of that? So then he'll get Tzcha for an actuality, not for a potential. But this too requires an explanation. I just want to mention a certain Gemara in Tomit, Miseches Tomit, Daf Lamed Beis, a very strange Gemara on the surface. Shoal Alexander Mugden es Chachmei HaNegev. Ma yase Odom v'yichye. Alexander Mugden, Alexander the Great, asked the sages of the Dorem of the South in Eretz Yisrael, what should a person do in order to be able to live? So they gave a strange answer. Yomis es Atzmei. Let him deaden himself. In other words, by deadening himself, he'll be able to live. Very strange answer. So then Alexander Mugden asked the same Chachmei HaNegev. It's in Tomei Daf Lamed Beis. So he asked the Chachmei HaNegev, Ma yase odom v'yomis? What should he do in order to die? Yechayes atzmei. He should resurrect himself. In other words, in order to live, he has to deaden himself. He has to deaden himself. In order to die, he has to resurrect himself. It's a paradoxical. I think that this Gemara in Tomid can shed light on the purpose of the Akedah. Many Jewish historians consider the greatness of the Jewish nation in its Miseras Nefesh, in its martyrdom. But this is wrong. The uniqueness of the Jewish people does not consist in its martyrdom, in its readiness to give the supreme sacrifice when necessary. It's true that a good Jew is always ready to give the supreme sacrifice when necessary. But the uniqueness of the Jewish people consists primarily in living in the course of the vicissitudes of life alpitor, not in dying alpitor. Of course, to die alpitor is also necessary, if and when it is necessary. But primarily the uniqueness of the Jewish people manifests itself in living in accordance with the dictates of the Torah. There is a very interesting Roshna Rambam. When the Rambam discusses in Pirkei Milchas Yisidei Atir, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, so the Rambam says as follows. Pirkei Milchas Yisidei Atir, Haloche Aleph, Kol Beis Yisroel Mitzuvim Al Kiddush Hashem Agodel Azeh, Shenema V'Nikdashti B'Sir Bnei Yisroel, U'Muzorin Shaloi L'Chalalei, Shenema V'Lisechal L'Shem Kochi. So the Rambam herein mentions the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and the mitzvah of Chil Hashem. Everyone knows how does the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and the Yisrael of Chil Hashem manifest itself? In the situation where an anos, a tyrant, forces a Jew to violate one of the three averas, Abizor, Gilarais, Shorzomi, then otherwise he'll be killed, so he has to let himself be killed but not violate the aver of Abizor, of Gilarais, Shorzomi. So that's what the Rambam should say. But let's see how the Rambam explains the essence of Kiddush Hashem, in the essence of Chil Hashem. Keitzat, ki sheyamidi mitkichovim v'yenis es Yisrael, la'avir alachas mikol mitzvah sa'amuris betiro, o ya'agenu yavir val yehorek, shenema b'mitzvah sa'shayaseo yisom rodom v'chay bahem v'lo yishiyamuz bahem, v'yimeis v'lo yovar arit mishay v'nafshin. Now that's the Rambam Shite. The Arishenim Achelik, that an Adraviris, what Alochi is Yavval Yorek, is not even allowed to be Misanefesh himself. And if he is Misanefesh himself, let's say tyrant forces him to be Michal Shabbos, Bitzin and not Bifaresi, and not Mishavim Avire. So he'll tell, he says, you be Michal Shabbos, if not, I'll kill you. So he has to be Michal Shabbos. Some Rishenim say, suppose he lets himself be killed, so he has a big mitzvah, even though he's not mechuyev. But the Rambam says, no, he's a ma'abed asmodas, he's mischayev nafshi. So this is how the Rambam begins to explain the essence of Kiddush Hashem, by pointing out the aloche of Yahweh v'al Yorek. Then he says, b'med v'om amurim b'shom mitzvahs, chutz ma'abed eskechovim v'gila ra'ayis shechus domim, aval shol ish aver eseilu, im alo yavir alachas menoy tehorek, yehorek ol Yahweh. Amid vam amurim bizman shivit kichov mischam lanu es atzmei gein shon siliv nisli beisi di shabbos uilu vashali tafshile uilu nasi sholi veyalo vichayetze bezeh aval mischam laavir la mitzvahs bilvad im hoyo beini levin atzmei vein shabasor mi yisroel yavir al yorek vim onsi laavir yavasor mi yisroel yorek al yavir veafilu loy nischam laavir ala al mitzvah mishom mitzvahs bilvad vichol advar meilu shaloy bishasak zeiro aval bishasak zeiro vihu shiyamid melech rosho וחדנסה וחברו והגזרזר על ישראל לבטל דוסו ממיצו מן המצווס יהורי כבר יביר אפילו הלחס משום מצווס בינן אז בשיח עשורו בינן אז בין ילבין ידכון. So a strange way of formulating the essence of Kiddush Hashem. The logical way of formulating would be by first starting to mention the aloha of Yorg lo Yavir and the three Avires or Bishazak Zeire or Mishav lo Avire Bifaresye, and then mention that not Raveres, not Mishram Lavire, not Bishazak Zeir, so then it's Yavav Yorek. But the Rambam follows up the reverse order. First, in formulating the essence of Kiddush Hashem, he mentions the aloha of Yavav Yorek, and then at the end he mentions the Yavav Yorek. What's the logic of it? Apparently, the Rambam holds that not only the obligation of giving up one's life in case of the three Averes, or in case of Shas Hashmad, or Mishav Avire Bifaresye, is implicit in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The obligation not to give up the life in connection with other Averes, because of a Chayvei Mishiyam Zbem, is also implicit in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Now, I just want to read another Loshna Rambam in Perikim of Esiatir. The Rambam says, first, the Rambam says in Perikim Aloch Yudalev, V'yeish dvorim achirim sheim bichlal chil Hashem v'hu shiyase yisom odom godl b'teiro mifursom b'chassidus dvorim sh'abriyes meranim v'machom v'shvilom ואף על פי שאינון אביריס, הרי זה חילס השם, גן שלא כך ואינני סי מהמקח לאלתה, והוא שיש לי ונמצא עמך עם טבעים והוא מקיפות, או שיער בבשחק ובאכיל ויוסי היצלה מאורץ ובניהם, או שדיבור עם אבריאס הנה בנחס, ואינו מקב לו מסיב הפנים יופיס, אלו בלקטוטו וכעס, וחייץ בדבור עם אלו, הקל לפי גודלי של חוכם, צור שידאג דקל עצמי יעשה לפנים משורס הדין, וכן ימדיק לי כחוכם על עצמי, ויהיו דיבורי בנחס עם הפריס, וידייתי מעורבס עם מוהם, ומקבלם בסיב הפונים יופיס, וינלב מהם, ואינו אילבום, מחבט להם ואפילו מכיר לי, וינסי וינסים באמונו, ולא ירבה בערוך יסם לאורץ וישיבו סון, ולא יירה תומיד על איסיק בתאיר אוטו בציצס, מוכתה בתפיל, ואיסי בכל מייסוב לפנים משורס הדין, והוא של ישרח לקרבי ולהשתי מין, עד שימצו הקל מקלצי נסי, ויהיה ומסי, ומסבים למסוף, הרי זה קידש את השם, ויהיה ובקוס ופעימיה, ויאמר לי, עבדי עתו, ישרוי אשר בכל אספר. So the Rambam mentions another aspect of קידש השם, that is not fulfilled miseras nefesh, in a situation. But, in other words, if a person, especially a person who has a reputation of being a Talmid Chacham, so if he deports himself in a highly ethical way, and he talks gently, and he tries to help out every person, and he is honest, and he pays the price immediately, he doesn't let anybody wait for the price of the merchandise. Like, he deports himself in such a way that everybody says, look how wonderful he is. He is a Talmid Chacham, he follows up the Torah. Look how what an ethical exemplary behavior he shows. So then he's Mikadish in Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. In other words, there are two aspects of Kiddush Hashem. There is one aspect of Kiddush Hashem of dying in sanctification of God's name. But there is another aspect of Kiddush Hashem, not of dying in sanctification of God's name, but of living in sanctification of God's name. Lo yameisim yaalu yo, v'lo yikol yodidumo, v'anachnu nevoich kyo, ma'ato v'adilom haalu kyo. So in other words, lo yomus ki echye v'asape masikyo. So in other words, of sanctifying God's name in the course of the daily and the nightly vicissitudes of life. That's another aspect. And as a matter of fact, the mitzvah of Chil Hashem also has two aspects. There is a mitzvah of Chil Hashem, a nisa of Chil Hashem, of not giving up one's life in connection with the three cardinal sins, Arizoi, Gilarai, Shechuzamim, and then there are other forms of Chil Hashem. And the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs points it out in detail. In the Rechazok, he also says, in Perikei Milchaz Yisida Atir Aloch Yud, Koloivya Midaiti Beloyene Salachas Mikomitzus Amures Batiro, Bishat Binefesh Lehachis Harizim Mechalos Hashem, Ulfichoch Nema Bishua Shekia Vechelalt Hashem Ulekecho Ani Yad Hashem, Vimova Basor Miyisroil Arizachil Es Hashem Barabi, Vechim Kolapiris Meaveo, O Yoso Mitzvo, Loi Mipni Dabo Beilom, Loi Pachad Velo Yiro, Velo Yivakish Kovit, Elmt Neaberi Boruchu, In other words, whenever a person refrains from Navere, not because he's afraid people will criticize him. If a person refrains from Navere because he doesn't want that it should be mentioned in the newspaper that he committed Navere, that people should talk against him, then he's not becoming a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. He didn't do Navere, but he's not becoming a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. But if a person has an opportunity to do Navere, and he knows that the circumstances are of such nature that no one criticizes him, on the contrary, everybody will be happy, will compliment him, like he is Vatzadik. He had an opportunity to succumb to temptation, and he refused to succumb to temptation. On the contrary, he risked his life. I mean, he was ready to subject himself to a dungeon, to life in a dungeon, but not to be aveya, an aveya, not to commit adultery. So then he was mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, not only because it involved mesiras nefesh mamish, even if it didn't involve mesiras nefesh, as long as the person does something because of the Rebbein Shalom. In other words, if a person, let's say, gives up a job because of Chil Shabbos, he gives up a job because in that job he will necessarily do certain things that are not proper. So he's becoming mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Even if he could find a heta, you know, sometimes you ask Kishayla from certain Rabbonim and you can get a heta for many things. So, but if he gives it up because he doesn't want to have recourse to special kules, so then he's Mikhaim in Mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And it is interesting when the Rambam mentions the symbol, the epitome of Kiddush Hashem, he doesn't mention Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu allowed himself to be cast into the fiery furnace by Nimrod. He doesn't mention the example given by Avraham Avinu when he was ready to sacrifice his own son Yitzhak and the Akedah. He doesn't mention the example shown by Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, but what example does he show? Yisif HaTzadik. Yisif HaTzadik. Why? Because the Kiddush Hashem by Yisif HaTzadik represented not a Kiddush Hashem of dying in sanctification of God's name, but of living in sanctification of God's name. This is the highest manifestation of Kiddush Hashem. And let's see the Lashon HaRambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. Mitzotes, he should see one of the Kaddish Shmei, who omre when he dashed to be said many soil. Vinian zeis a mitzvah shanach mitzuvim lifasim memuna a zeis a mitzvah beilam. Vishalei nifchat behezik shumazik. He doesn't mean after death. Hezik shumazik. Financial detriment, I mean, COVID detriment, any detriment. Vavol pishe bolei nu machriach livakish minu lechveseinu. Shalei nish beilam. Aber nibser atzmeno mise means that the maximum is even mise. The way na seyu lachshiv shekofarnu. Afal pi shali biseinu maminim bo yisal. Alright. This is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Now, in Samagimu, I think, is the loisese. Samagimu. Mitzvah Samagimu. Hi shei zironu michil Hashem. Viu hefach Kiddush Hashem. שנסתבינו בי שקידם ביורי בצ'יס ממצווה ססק ואומרי יסבוח לי שחל לשם קודשי ואובין הזה יכולת שלושה חלוקים שניים קירלים ואחד מיוחד. There are three forms of חילו השם, one general and one special. ביורו מחיל לי כויחוד הקיר כל מי שביקשו ממנו לאוויר על דובו ממצווה שעשה שמד ויועינס מסחם לאוויר בניסס קל ומחמורס אוי שמי שיבוקש ממנו שיעוויר על דזורב דוהרי שרוסדומים. That's the aspect of Chil Hashem that manifests itself in dying for the Rebbeinu Shalom. In dying or in not dying. Hine u'chayev hata nafshi v'yorgo yaveh. Moshe be'am b'tes m'mitzes yaseh. V'imor avol inere kochil es Hashem v'ar lav zeh. V'imor yo'ei v'ya b'mkim arabim k'lin asorom v'yisroel kochil es Hashem v'arabim. Weber allow is halish in kochi. The Heti got a maid, Abloinreke, Bavosh Onus, King Besnui Kaim get a Malkus, Malkus and Misa, and made the Rots of Eden as soil. Then he says, Vachil Kashinia Kil Gamkin, Kishiyasa Odom Aveo, in Tabebo Vilanoe, Avokil Mipolose, Hembra to Prikasil Malkushamai, in the Mechal Gamkin Lake. Vachil Kamuha to Shiyasa Odom Yodua Bimaro Vitae, Maise Pulahas, Nira Bina, Main Shuavere. In holy nearby glasses, dimming a pale, who half of Pisha pale mutter. He knew Michilis Hashem. Womrom Hirhe Domichel Hashem, can I need your count a bisrami beitapo, where I even a domel altar. Rabbeer Hanoma can I nod him sagine. Abam is Lutero late film, who for Nirkal Zatzibo Roma is a Halashim and Shem. So he mentions the love of Chil Hashem has three kinds of Isurim. One manifests itself in dying or not dying in sanctification of God's name. And the other two so manifest themselves in living or not living in sanctification of God's name. And what is true of Chil Hashem in a negative way is true of Kiddush Hashem in a positive way. Now we can understand as to why the Rambam, in formulating the essence of Kiddush Hashem in Pirkei Milchaseir HaTireh, so first he mentions the Aloch of Yahweh Al-Yorik, because Yahweh Al-Yorik is also implicit in Kiddush Hashem. Because if he gives up his life, Lo Yameizim Yalukyo, he will not be able to live in sanctification of God's name. Under certain circumstances, he has to die in sanctification of God's name. But under other circumstances, so the V'chai Ben L'Shiyomus Ben, the Yahweh Al-Yorik is also implicit in the midst of Kiddush Hashem. Because of loyo muskiachye vasape masikyo. That's why the Rambam says, Keitzat, kishiyamidim kichomim v'yenis es Yisrael, lavi alachas bekomises amures batiro yagenu yabe val yorek, shenema b'misa shiyaseo yisor odom v'chai ben, v'chai ben v'lo yishiyamuz ben, v'meis v'li yovar harizem yischai v'nafsh. In other words, so Kiddush Hashem has two aspects. One aspect is of dying under certain circumstances, under exceptional circumstances, dying in sanctification of God's name. And the other aspect is, the more general aspect is of constantly living in sanctification of God's name. Now, the purpose of the Akedah, the Ramban says, is to to transform a worm's potential into an actual worm. There is a very interesting medrash. ויושב אברום לאורוב, ויקומו וילכו ידיו ובאר שבע, וישב אברום מבאר שבע. So the Medrash says that after the Akedah, Avram was soliloquizing within himself. And he was thinking in his heart, he said, I didn't have any son. And then at the age of 100 and at the age of 90 from my wife Sarah, I finally became a father, and Sarah became a mother. And he was my Ben Yochid, whom I loved so much. And I almost lost him. Now that I regained him, and I didn't lose him, I'll send him away to the yeshiva of Shem Veimer. Now the question arises, at the time of the Akedah, according to Chazal, Yitzchak was already 37 years old. So, until the incident of the Akedah, Avram didn't think of sending him to the yeshiva of Shem Veimer. Only now, after the incident of the Akedah, what bearing does the incident of the Akedah have on yes sending Yitzchak to the yeshiva of Shem Veimer, or not sending? Well, the answer is, Avram didn't send all the years to the Yitzchak, to the yeshiva of Shem Veimer, because Avram himself, his own home was a good yeshiva. Avram himself was a big land. He didn't have to send his son Yitzchak far away from home to the yeshiva of Shem Veimer. He thought, I can teach him Torah here at home. And he certainly was right. But after the incident of the Akedah, so Avram's potential turned into an actuality. What does it mean? In other words, the purpose of the Akedah, the Ramban says, is not to prove to the Rebbein Shor. I mean, that's inconceivable. It has to be proven to the Rebbein Shor. The Rebbein Shor is Yedei HaKeir. It doesn't have to be proven to the Rebbein Shor. The purpose of the Akedah was to prove to Avram the extent of his spiritual potential. There are many Jews who don't live up to the mandate. Why? Because they don't know the extent of their potential. They don't know. But now, there were many Jews in Spain before the expulsion of the Jews in 1492 who did not observe the mitzvahs at all, who were not dedicated to the Torah. But then, when the Marshas Isabella told her husband Ferdinand that he must issue a decree that every Jew has to convert himself into Christianity or leave Spain by a certain deadline, if not he'll be killed. So then many of the Jews who in time of peace and security so did not try to comply with the dictator, and Dafke now when they were forced, you know, to convert, they decided to become good Jews. What is it? Is it, did they regain a new potential? No. They had the spiritual potential. But, unfortunately, many a person, so he thinks that he has to do something big in a special situation when everything is at stake. You find, I mean, the keach of Biseras Nefesh is a universal trait. I mean, not only Jews had martyrs. Yom Yisraelim also had martyrs. I mean, didn't we see that many Frenchmen risked their lives in order to participate in the French Revolution, in order to bring a new era to mankind, a life for an era of an era of liberty, equality, and fraternity? And didn't a number of Frenchmen and even Poles volunteer to participate in the American Revolutionary War, like Lafayette and Pulaski and Kosciuszko? Why? Where did they get the strength to risk their lives to participate in the American Revolutionary War? because there is every human being, Jew or non-Jew, is endowed with the keach of Mesiras Nefesh for an idea. But that comes to the foreground only when something very major is at stake. So then many persons ready to give the supreme sacrifice. But in the course of the vicissitudes of life, when they are not called to give a supreme sacrifice, but just they are asked to give a small sacrifice, to forego uncertain caprices, to forego uncertain appetites, not for a major ideal, not to save mankind, just to do that which is right, then many a person is reluctant, you know, to bring the smallest sacrifice for something that is not major. That's the trouble with people, especially with modern people. Now, but it's human nature is that way. So, the Rebbeinu Shalom tested Avraham Avinu and told him to sacrifice his own son. That's the most supreme sacrifice. That's even a bigger sacrifice than to give up one's own life. To sacrifice the life of a child is a much bigger sacrifice than to sacrifice one's own life. So then Avraham Avinu realized he has such a big potential. He was ready, for the sake of the Rebbeinu Shalom, to sacrifice his child. Say his child, Allah has come with Hamo, that he should be ready to bring small sacrifices in the course of the vicissitudes of life. What worth, of what magnitude is the sacrifice that is involved in letting Yitzchak go away for a few years to Yeshiva Shem Leiva? It is a sacrifice, but can you compare that sacrifice with the sacrifice of slaughtering Yitzchak? Of course you can't compare. And he was capable of bringing that supreme sacrifice. Allah has come of Yechamo, that he should be ready to bring the minor sacrifice, the small sacrifice in sanctification of God's name. So that's why, after the incident of the Akedah, so Avraham Avinu realized, no, he has to send away Yitzchak to Yeshiva Shem Leiva. Not that without sending Yitzchak to Yeshiva Shem Leiva, Yitzchak will not grow up into a great person. He will grow up into a great person. But in the Yeshiva Shem Leiva, he'll be able to galvanize his intellectual and spiritual potential. So even though it will involve anguish for the father and the mother to see Yitzchak away from them, but after all, for the sake of the Rebbeinu Shalom, we should be ready to do more than that. So that was the effect of the Akedah. Now I want to read a Loshon of the Ramban. The Malach said, "Vayim al tishlach yotcho anar, val tas lo mimo, ki ato yodaiti, ki yereli mato, v'lichosachte es binchos yechitcho memen. Mitchilo hoyo yideya yerosi b'keach, lo yotzo lapea." So it was in a state of potential, not in a state of effort. So, b'maise ha-godl, ha-ze, v'yato neide b'maise, v'o yoschusei sholem, u'tim askote shleimim al-Hashem l'kei Yisrael. So in other words, it was the purpose of the Akedah was not to test Avraham Avinu, not to test the Rebbeinu Shalom knew Avraham Avinu's potential, the magnitude of his spiritual potential, but to prove, to demonstrate Avraham Avinu himself, the magnitude of his potential, so that he'll be able to transform this unimaginable spiritual potential of Mesiras Nefesh in the course of the vicissitudes of life, in the course of the small sacrifices that Avraham Avinu will show daily. And it's not only for the purpose of transforming the spiritual potential into the actual in Avraham Avinu's life. It was for the purpose of transforming the potential of the descendants of Avraham Avinu in the future generations, Atzif Chaladeis, into the actual. There is a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar Yalkut, Shemini mentions it. Elei shall Avraham Avinu, when the Malach told Avraham not to slaughter Yitzchok, so then Avraham Avinu decided to slaughter the isle in lieu of Yitzchok. So Elei shall Avraham Avinu lo yotza mimenu shum davar latol. Everything was fruitful and constructive. The gidin shall is isle, the veins of that isle that Avraham Avinu was makriv. So nase mimenu asoro nimin shalakineir shenigin bei David HaMelech. I mean, the harp that David HaMelech played, so the strings in that harp were manufactured from the veins of that Ayel Shal Yitzchak. Now Eirei Shal Yisrael, the skin of that Ayel, so Nasim Menu Ezea Mosnov Shal Elio. You find in Melachim that whenever Elio had to do something very daring, courageous of Mesiras Nefesh, Vayezer Es Mosnov, he girded himself. So the belt of Elio Anovi is symbolic of gvura, of perseverance, of self-negating sacrifice on behalf of the Rebbeinu Shalom. How was that belt made? That belt was made out of this, of the air of the tire. Now the horns, the crown of Shalaisi Ayo, the two horns, the right horn and the left horn. So Karni shall smell the left horn of the Ayo. So Nasim Menu Hashifer Shetokoboy. Shetoku baby Bashmatantor. So the shofar was sounded. And Karni shall you mean? So na Yose Hashifer Sheyisku boy Losid Love. Vishenema Uvishifa Godel Yitoka. Vishiva Godel Yitaka. So in other words, what's the meaning of this Pirkei Rabbah? But the question arises, how were Jews, plain Jews, not Gdelei Ilom? I'm not talking about Rabbi Akiva d'Asor HaOlim Olchus, I'm not talking about Hanani Mishael Azari, I'm not talking about Daniel, but the plain Jews, the masses, the Jewish masses, the men and the women who allowed themselves to be thrown into the fire, but not to be converted. Where did they get that strength? Upon what did they draw? It is superhuman. It's so metanatural to let oneself be thrown into the fire and to let the little children be thrown into the fire in order to escape forced conversion. That was done in the course of all the generations. How can we explain it? Can it be explained on the basis of psychological laws? Impossible. Where did they draw upon? Where did they get the strength? That strength emanated from the Akedah. Because the Akedah, so it transformed Avraham's potential into the actual. And it demonstrated to Avraham Avinu the magnitude of the spiritual potential. And because of that, Avraham Avinu was able to transfer that unlimited spiritual energy of Mesiras Nefesh in terms of the small sacrifice. So, in terms of the small sacrifice and in terms of the big sacrifice in the course of generations. So the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar raises the question, Elei shel Avraham Avinu that was slaughtered in lieu of Yitzchok, but Yotzim Menushum Dovul Vatorah. Everything was constructed. There was no waste in the Mesiras Nefesh that was demonstrated by the Akeda incident. He says, the Gidin shall Israel, mimenu naasim hanimim, shall kineya shall David, shall nigin by David. The Gemara in Brochas tells us that at midnight, so a certain wind used to blow, and that woke up David, and it started to play the harp of David. What did the harp of David symbolize? It symbolized the ave, the love of the Jew towards the Rebbeinu Shalom. That unlimited ave of loving the Rebbeinu Shalom in face of all adverse situations. So, where did the Jews get that strength of loving the Rebbeinu Shalom to such an extent in situations of poverty? I mean, 100 years ago, there are so many Jews who used to get up after midnight and say Tikkun Chatzos. It's not that they had been rested already. They also enjoyed sleeping a little more. They were just as human as we are. And how were they able to do that? To get up every night? Reb Chaim didn't say Tikkun Chatzos, right? Not that Reb Chaim was less of a Yerushalayim than his father, Beis Halevi, but he didn't say Tikkun Chatzos. But the Beis Halevi used to say Tikkun Chatzos. So at midnight he used to get up. He went to sleep probably about 10 o'clock, and then at 12 o'clock he got up and said Tikkun Chatzos. But not only Beis Halevi, who was a good lador. I mean, plain Jews used to do it. Where did they get that strength? They got it by Yerusha from Avraham Avinu, because from the incident of the Akeide. So the Gidin Shalei Seayel Mimenu Nasu Animim Shalakineya Shenigim Bei David. Not only David, but the Jews throughout the generations. And where did the Jews get the strength to throw themselves into the fire? Where did the Bisyakov girls in the time of the Holocaust get the strength to drown themselves in order not to be contaminated by the Nazi beast? The Bisyakov girls of Krakow. Where did they get it? So that is the Eirei Shel Yisrael. So from the Eirei of Yisrael, they got the strength of Mesiras Nefesh for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Under the most painful circumstances. And then, where did the Jewish fathers and mothers get the keach, the power, to save up money for tuition fee for their children? I mean, today people make so much money, and then when they are told by the principal of the school they have to pay such and such a tuition, so they'll mention many reasons as to why they can't, even though the parent sometimes makes at least $40,000 a year, but still, he mentions good reasons as to why he should get a reduction. And I'm not criticizing that parent, because there are so many expenses. And in those days, when they hardly made a living, when they didn't even have bread to eat, so they were able to save up money for tuition of their children. Salim, where did they get that? So that's what the Pirkei Rav Lezer says. That the carne shall smell shall Yisrael, so that so out of the carne of the white horn of that isle, so the shofar of Matan Torah, this Mesiras Nefesh for Limud HaTorah, was made. And carne shall smell shall Yisrael. Where did the Jews get the strength to be Mesiras Nefesh themselves for Gula? Not only the Jews who are Shemri Mitzvahs, but even the irreligious Jews. Where did Jews get the Mesiras Nefesh in Israel, the irreligious Jews, to be Mesiras Nefesh themselves, for the Jewish people, for Eretz Yisrael? Where did they get it? Where did Menachem Begin, now I am not a revisionist, but where did Menachem Begin get so much Mesiras Nefesh? Where did he get it? Not from the Zionistic ideal, not from reading Herzl, but he got it because he studied as a boy in the Talmud Torah in Brisk. That's where he got it. Not from studying Zionism later on, but he got that Mesiras Nefesh. in the Tamutoen Brisk. So Kani shall smilj Israel, so Mimenu Nase, the Kani Sheboyiska Melech HaMoshiach Bishalom. That was the purpose of the Akedah Sifra. The first simen you heard of Tzias Apas is simen Kuf Samach Lot. It's a very short simen with one C, so you'll be a very short halachah here. Because I don't want to start Kuf Samach Zayin, because that will involve a very thorough discussion. So we'll just cover simen Kuf Samach Lot. Yeishemrim Shein Tzorich Lehafsi. There is a Gemara in Broches, Dapunale. Take it from Kilas Yadayim Suda. So that implies on the surface that the moment you wash your hands, so you have to say the Birkas Hameiti. There shouldn't be any substantial time intervening. However, many Rishonim say that what the Gemara means, that's the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, many Rishonim, that when the Gemara says in Broches Dafun Aleph, take it from Yosidayim Surah, it doesn't mean that the Birkas Hameitzi has to follow immediately, instantaneously, after the Nifras Yadayim. He can wait a few minutes, but it means he shouldn't be Misiyadas, he shouldn't be Misiyadas. But if he doesn't talk, even if he waits a few minutes, even 5 minutes, and even 10 minutes, it's all right, as long as he's not Misiyadas. However, the two mentions Ishite and Ashite Sarishaini, they deduce it from a Gemara, from Yerushalmi in Broches, but it's not Muchach from the Yerushalmi. And their Ashite is that when the Gemara says, take it from Tosidayim Sude, so it is to be understood literally, that it has to follow immediately, instantaneously. That the Birkas Hameitzi has to follow instantaneously upon the Nifras Yadayim. So yesh emrim shein tzorech liizoya melafsik b'nitilo l'hameitzi. V'yesh emrim shein tzorech liizoya. V'teiv liizoya. In other words, the Mechaber doesn't fast in the Tvei HaMachleyot. It's good if it can be done. So then he says, now the question is, according to the Shita that the Torah mentions, that take it from the Tvei HaMachleyot means kipshute, that the Birkas Hameitzi has to follow immediately upon the Nifras Yadayim. So what is take it? What is it? The second, the minute, a half a minute. What is the shear? So he says, Vimsho kide hiruch of beiz amo mikra hefzik. That's a very small shear, because a meal is 2,000 pounds. And the meal is either 80 minutes or 22 and a half minutes or at most 24 minutes. Now this is 18 amo. So that is, in other words, 2,000 of 80 minutes of 22 and a half minutes of 24 minutes. So how much could it be? I mean, it could be 1/6 of a minute, maybe 1/5 of a minute, at most 1/4 of a minute, at most 1/4 of a minute. That's a very small shear. Now, my father, the Henry Roche, was never so young yet, and for a reason. Because if we are going to follow up that shite, so it's almost impossible, you know, to make the Birkas Hameitzi within the time that it takes to traverse 18 am. I mean, how much? Let's say a sixth of a minute. I mean, if we say it's 18 minutes, a meal is 18 minutes, so that would be approximately a sixth of a minute. 6 or 7 minutes, 10 seconds. So you just have to count up to 10, and that's all. I mean, so then you would have to make the Birkas Hameitzi at the sink. So then you'll be able to do it. But if you wash in the kitchen and then you have to walk to the table, especially if you have a family, and you have to wait until everybody washes, it's just impossible. So my father was not Zoe on that, and I understand that Rav Chaim wasn't Zoe either, because they all felt that waiting for the Mishpoche is more important than being Yetzei, the table is Zoe or the Mechab. Now, at certain weddings, so they have a practice in New York, I don't know whether Chicago is that form, that I don't know. But in New York, in certain formal weddings, so they have a practice that they have pieces of pas, bread, rolls, at a table where you wash your hands. So mainly everyone washes his hands, so he's able to make a Birkas Hameitzi immediately. I mean, so of course that will conform to what the Mechaber says, the table is Zoya, especially at the wedding, because if you have to go through and push yourself through until you come to the table and the final table, so there'll be a few minutes intervening between the washing and the Birkas Hameitzi. But my father, that was my father's custom, that he waited for the whole Mishpoche, and many times on Shabbos we had about 10 guests, so many times intervening maybe 8 minutes between the washing, between his washing, he was the first one to wash his hands, and until everybody had washed his hands and was staying at the table. Anyway, so that is, so there is a basis not to be machmir, and it's very difficult on a practical level. It's very difficult, especially if you have a mishpoch, it's very difficult to conform to that shite of tzorich lizeh. Vim shoki li lachavei lao mikra hefzik. Starting Simen Kuf Samazayim. Now, the basic Gemara that underlies the halacha mentioned in Simen Kuf Samazayim, Sif Aleph, is not a Gemara in Brachas, where one would expect it, but it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin in the Agadotei in Perek Chelek. And the Gemara de Shvaitze of that halacha is none other than Menashe HaMelech. Now, the Mishnah in Chelek mentions three Melochim who are in the Mechelek Mabo. They were a great man, terrific Lomdi, but they are Rishoim, so in the Mechelek Mabo. Now, it's Yehovom, Benevot, Achov, and Menashe. So the Gemara tells us that Kuf Beis in Sanhedrin, in Perek Chelek, that Rav Ashi said, we are going to discuss the Mishnah of Shleisha Melochim, in the Mechelek Mabo. Yerovom, Achov, and Menashe. But Rav Ashi used an expression, he said, we'll discuss the status of our Chavir. In other words, so we refer to Menashe as a Chava, because Menashe was a big Lamed, he was a Roshe, then he did Tshuva, but he was a big Lamed. So then, that night, Menashe appeared to Rav Ashi in a dream, and he said to Rav Ashi, you consider me as a colleague of yours. So I'll ask you a shaila in halacha. When you are making Birkas Hameitzi and pas, which part of the bread are you betzeya? So Rav Ashi said he doesn't know. So then Menashe told him in the dream, that's Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Kuveis, you don't know this din, and you call me a chaver of yours. So Rav Ashi said to him in the dream, so you tell me, which part of the bread are you betzeya when you make a meitzi? So there are two gersoyes in the Gemara. Say, one gersoy is mimkein kmiras apas, and the other gersoy is gdimas apas. Rashi mentions both pshotim and both gersoyes. So kmiras apas means where it begins to form a crust. The crust. And kdimas apas means that part of the bread that is baked first. Now, so mele, this is the halacha in Sif Aleph. So Menashe mentioned that halacha. Bitzeya bipas bimokim shenefe heitev. Bimokim shenefe heitev. In other words, the mechaber accepts the girsa of Krimasapas, not the place where it's baked bread, but the place where it's more baked, the hard part of the bread, not the soft part of the bread. As a matter of fact, in Sechet HaHeres it is mentioned that when one makes a meitzi, so he should be betzeah, and the hard part of the bread, the challah, the roll, not the inside, the soft one. So that's this Misachat HaHeretz is in line with the Gersa of Mikhein Kmiras HaPas. So Bitzeya Bipas the Mokiv Shenef Eidim. Uvi Pas the Don, what do you mean Pas the Don? In other words, in the time of that's in the name of the Agoyes Maimen. So in the time of the Agoyes Maimen, and I suppose in the time of the Ramo, the same thing, so the bread, the lechem was baked, was placed on the hearth. So Mimele, if it's placed on the heart, so there are two shittes. Where is the mechaber? Paskens, like the Gil said, became Kmiras HaPas, where it forms a crust. So the Ramo accepts the Gil say Gdimas HaPas. Whatever portion of the bread is baked first. So there are two shittes. When you place the dough on the heart, which part of the bread? The bottom surface of the dough that is in contact with the hearth is baked first, or on the contrary, the top surface of the bread is baked first. So there are two shittes. So because of that he says, we pass the don, where the pass is nidbak in the hearth, yesh lifteya bitzad ha-pass, v'yachtech me'at mitzad ha-elyeh v'atachtim. Because some say that the bottom surface of the pass is baked first, and some say that the top surface of the bread is baked first. So Mele, he should be bitzea, he should be chaytech miyat mitzad ha'elyin v'yatach v'yachtech prusas ha'ptzio v'tzorich lachtech miyat shim yechiz v'pruso yale sho kikarimi shim loikin choshev kipruso. Now this thing is based upon a gemore in Brochas Daf Lamed Tes, where the Gemara says that he has to finish the broche before he starts being b'tzeh de pas. So then the Mechaber should say that he should make meitzeh lechem minoretz, and then when he concludes the broche from meitzeh lechem minoretz, then he should start cutting the pas. But there is a problem. Many times the kikar is very large, and it takes some time to cut the kikar. So maybe there will be too much of a pause between the conclusion of the Amitilach of the Brocha Amitilach Minoretz and the Achille. So some Rishonim mention Eitze. In other words, if the Lechem is big and it will involve, let's say, substantial time in cutting the pass from the Lechem, so in order to avoid too much of a pause of an interval between the Brocha and the Achille, so then before he says the Brocha from Mitzvah Minoretz, he should make a slight cut, slice in the bread, but not too much of a slice, because if he'll make too much of a cut in the bread, then it will not be showing. And even Mitzachel, Mitzat Kovet, it's more proper to make the Birkas HaMeitzi and the Pas Shleimo rather than the Pas Prusa. Shabbos there is the Aloch of Lechem Mishneh Shleimis, but even Mitzachel, Mitzat Kovet, if he is able to make the Birkas HaMeitzi and Pas Shleimo, so then he should make the Birkas HaMeitzi and Pas Shleimo. Now, if he makes a big cut, what is considered a big cut? A big cut means that when you hold down to that piece that you started to cut, so you will not be able to pick up the whole bread. But if the cut is, then it's not considered shleimo. But if the cut is so slight that in spite of this cut in the challah, in the loaf of bread or in the roll, by picking up that piece that he started to cut, so he will also pick up the rest of the loaf of bread, then it's considered shleimo. So this is what he says. V'yachtich prusas ha'ptzio, v'tzorich lachtich miyat. שאם יחס בפרוסו יאו לשור כקרימי שאם לא יקן חושב כפרוסו ויאנחנו even though מסחיל there is no הלוח of שלימס but מסת כובד if he is able to save the Birkas HaMeitzi and Ishleimo, so it's proper to say the Birkas Amitzi and Ishleimo rather than on the Pusuk. Shimleki Hoshiv Kipusuk, Vianichenu Mechuberes Lipas, Viaschel Vorich, Viachar Shesim Abroche, Yafridenu Kedishetichla Abroche Beichapa Shori, Vilu Yifza Pusuk, Tano, Mitnishinire Kitzarai, Vilu Pusu Yisa Mechibetza. In other words, it shouldn't cut off a little tiny piece of challah, because it's not nice that way. V'loi pruso yesem chebeitza, mifnei shenire ki rav atom. He shouldn't cut off for himself a big piece of challah for the meitzi, because then it looks gluttonous. So in other words, it should be, should have a substantial size, not tiny, and not too big. That's in yonim of the acheretz. I mean, these are mentioned in Masechet Acheretz. Uvishavos, Luyachter Bikika, Adach Abroch. So, Lichatrile, on Shabbos, he shouldn't make any cut. Because in Meisachil, there is no aloha of Shleimis as such. It's only Mitzat Kovet. So, the Kovet, so it's more proper to make the Broche on the Shleimo than on the Pruso. So, maybe even if he made this light cut, so it's not inconsistent with the Kovet. Mashenking Abish Shabbos, where there is aloha of Shleimis, per se, after all, it has to be like the kikoris of the month that the Israelites gather. So they were shleimis. So he shouldn't make any slight cut. But first he should finish the broche, and then he should start cutting. And not worry about the hefset that will intervene between the broche, the conclusion of the broche, and the conclusion of the broche and the achir. Shabbos liachter v'kikah, adach ha'abroch yesh ha'kikor yishleimis, u'mikol mokei nimshochach v'chotach k'mi v'cheil. As long as the cut is very slight, that he could, by picking up that piece that he started to cut, he'll be able to pick up the whole bread in a mazik. V'nire hodo yifza yisa mechid beitzo. Why? Because it looks gluttonous. Hanidavke b'cheil v'yichel levade. Avo b'shabbos, or she'echel m'hav me'odom, v'tzorch litim na'pruso l'chol echot chazayis, muta l'fzea k'mas tzorch le. So the Ramos says two things. B'Shabbos, even if he eats by himself, so it doesn't look gluttonous because on account of Kovet Shabbos, so it's more proper to eat more. And then, even Meisachel, if he eats, if he has guests, so then he can cut off a very big piece too, it will not look gluttonous. So he's muta l'fzea k'mas tzorch le. We left off yesterday at Simen Kuf Samar Zayin, Sivov. Yehal Miyad. In other words, as soon as he makes the broche amit lechem neoret, so he has to eat of the pas. Velu yasiar bein broche la'achilet. He shouldn't talk between the broche and the achilet. V'imsoch, suppose he says amit lechem neoretz, and then he talks something that is not relevant to the sude. So then he has to say the broche of amit all over again. V'imsoch sorich la'azor levoich. Elo imkin hoiso hasicho bidvorim mi and dvorim shim vorchim olo. Unless he said something that is relevant to the achilet. Kigain shepirech ala pas, v'kedim shorcha aloma, hoviyu melach ho'lifton. Tnu li pleni le'achil, tnu machal le'behemo, v'chayitze be'ilu, in tzorch le'voich. If it is something that is relevant to the achile, so it's not considered as a real hefzik. That doesn't mean that one is allowed, after he says the broche, amitzi lechem neoretz, to say, bring salt to the table. He's not allowed. But it's not considered a hefzik to such an extent that he should have to say the broche all over again. But he's not allowed to talk, even something that is relevant. But if it is something that is irrelevant, then he has to say the broche all over again. If it is something that is relevant, then he doesn't have to say the broche all over again. What is considered relevant? For example, if he says, bring melach to the table, even though it's a pasnoki, but there is still a midas chsides, you know, to have melach, bishas tesude, so mele is something relevant. Or he says, serve food for this guest of ours. Or even if he says, why don't you give the cat some milk? So that's also relevant. So, Mimele, it's not considered as a hefsik. Umikomo came with Hatrilo Yafsi Klau. We heard him soft worm tailing. So, Lazar will voir. Heine Dafke. Heine Dafke, she saw Kedim Shochalabitia. Avraha came once made a mate, he can talk. We have a sikh a hefsek. Afa pisha dain le ochla achirin, even hamisubim. Kvar yotsu kulom bachila sabitzea. Kein tzrichim kulom leachil. Min puse sabitzea, rak she eisim kein. Lechidas mitzvi. Lechidas mitzvi. Now this is a big chidesh. In other words, he said that after the balabais, so eight was bitzea and ate something, so then the sikha is not a hefsek. The sikha is not a hefsek even in respect to the ochin. But most of the poskim are chilik and ramor, and they say the taz, the mugavrom, the prichodosh, and the gro. I mean, they're all chilik and ramor, because as far as the guests are concerned, so what effect, of what significance, is the fact that Balabais already ate? But he has to be matzi them. But they didn't eat, they didn't make a matzi. Why should the fact that Balabais ate already make it not a hefsek for the Orchim? After all, the Balabais says a matzi and is mechavim to be matzi all the misubim, all the guests. So in other words, so that means it's considered as if each one of the guests said a meiti. And then after the Balabais ate of the meiti, so one of the guests said something irrelevant. He started to discuss the ball game. So Mele, so it should be a hefsek, because he was talking between the conclusion of the bracha, even though they didn't actually make a bracha. But the bracha that was recited by the Balabais is considered as if they recited it. So the Mugavrom and the Taz and the Gro and the Prichodosh and the Rav Shulchan Aruch, they are all chilik and the Psak of Ramo. Ruben Shionei Tel Yodov Lachile V'Yakov Hoyom Vorech HaMeitzi. Ruben washed his hands in order to eat, and Yaakov, and after Reuven washed his hands, so Yaakov made a meitzi. V'nischavim lehitzi Hashemi. And let's say Yaakov was the Balabais. He was mischavim to be meitzi all the others. And Reuven was mischavim to be yeitze with the Birkas HaMeitzi recited by Yaakov. Nischavim lehitzi Hashemi. V'hakein, after he heard the Birkas HaMeitzi, Reuven dried his hands. V'hakei nigev Reuven Yodov, u'birich al netilas yadayim, lo yehave hefsek. So it's not considered, so the Birkas al netilas yadayim is not considered a hefsek, because if telling, let's say, the members of the house, why don't you give some milk to the cat, is not a hefsek. So certainly that is not a hefsek. Even though the Birkas Netilas Yadayim was recited after the Birkas HaMeitzi, so it's still all right. Shochach v'ochal v'libirach HaMeitzi. So suppose he washed his hands and then he started to eat. He didn't make a meitzi. In the middle of the sude, he reminded himself, he didn't make a meitzi as yet. If niska b'sich ha-sude, mivorech. V'im lo niska, achi goma ha-sudose, ein mivorech. Imu misupek im birach ha-meitzi im lav, ein echezeir u mivorech. Because sofi brochas lo'ok. Im b'mkeim birach ha-meitzi birach sha'ak l'niye b'dvorei, o yishom ha-brich ha-chmona malke morad ha-ipiti yoso. The halacha is that if you say shahakol on anything, so yayit. So if instead of making Birkas HaMeitzi, say shahakol, so is yayit there. Yesterday, Simon Kutsamar Zion, Sif Kudal. Im Hoyu, Shnayim Rabbi, suppose there are more than one who ate, two or many, Echot Mivorach Likulam. So then, it's not necessary that each one should recite the Birkas HaMeitzi himself. One can recite and be mechaven to be meitzi all the others. V'davke hesebu shuderach keva. Oibalabayis mebeisei da'aveke hesebu. Only they will conveyor themselves to eat together. So let's say balabayis with the family, you know, it's a double kavua. Or guests and they sit down. And Bisman Chazal, so when a person was kaveya to eat, so he used to lean on his left side. Today we don't do it. So that was the simon in those days. If they lean, that means it wasn't just a casual eating, you know, just happened, you know, to take a bite. No, they decided to eat together. Voraye, they leaned. So, shuderach keva, oi balabayis im nebeisei da'aveke sebu. Avulim hoyu yeshvim belo yeseibe, kivim sheinam nikvoyim yachat, kol echad nivorech la'atzme. But suppose, bizman chazal, when the practice was, whenever a person wanted to be kiveya lachile, so he leaned. So mainly if he didn't lean, it's a raya that it was just a casual thing. It wasn't that they decided to eat a meal together. So then one cannot be meitzi the other. Avol miyeishvin b'lo yaseibe kivim shenikvoyim yachad kol echad nivorech latzme. V'im omru neichal kan oy b'mokim pleini kivim sheyachinu mokim lachiloson have keva v'afilu lo yaseibe. Suppose, let's say, the balabais called out a number of people and said, I'm inviting you for lunch. And then they came, they didn't clean. But the fact that he told them they will eat together, that in itself shows that they were conveyed to eat. It wasn't just a casual meal. But today we don't have the practice of leaning. She'inonu regilin b'seibe, yishivet idon b'shulchon echot oy b'loy shulchon. So today, if we sit down at the same table with one tablecloth, so that's a raya that there was an intention to eat together. If they sit at the same table, but everyone has a small tablecloth, you know, on which he puts his food, so it's a raya they did not intend to eat together. It just happened. This one sat down, that one sat down. But if they sit down at the same table, and with one tablecloth, so that indicates that there was an intention to eat together. So one can be meitzi the other. V'afilu ibnei chabura kesei b'nei dudon, uldidon afilu kovu mokim l'achiloson, oi balabayis ibnei beisei l'mahane, elim kin yoshvo b'shulchon echod l'imimah pa'achas. Imo yorechvim, suppose a number of people were riding on horses, and the omro neichal, so, and they said, we'll eat together, even though they all remained on the horses, on the donkeys, but since they all stopped in one place, so in Mele, it's like this. So one can be made, but suppose they kept on riding, but they said, wait, and they kept on riding. So then it shows that there was no Kriyas three together. So the halacha is that to be meitzi with birkas hananin, with a meitzi lechem in oretz, only if there is kriyas together. But if there is no kriyas together, to eat together, then you cannot be meitzi with birkas hananin, with the birkas hameitzi. Heichad, now the Mechaba mentions a big chiddush. Heichad likov moki, da'amrinam shekol echad mivorech la'atzme, im kirin ha'mivorech le'itziyam, ve'im nischav nolotzeis, yotza. So the Mechaba shita is that this halacha, that the Birkas HaNenin, you can only be meitzi on the basis of Shameyach Ge'ine, if there was kriyas, but without kriyas not, that's only lechatchile. But the Eved, even without kriyas, you can be meitzi. The Mogen Avraham has a big suffix in that din, and he says he's not sure whether this is so. It's very likely, the Mogen Avraham says, that even the Eved without Kriyas he cannot be made. But the Mishneh Berurah points out, I don't see the Rayas from the Rishonim, but the Mishneh Berurah says that even according to Avraham, who is Chelik and the Aviv Mechaber, but this Aloche, that it requires Kriyas, is only the Rabbanim Aloche. Midaraisa, there is certainly no such din that without Kriyas you cannot be made Seir Birkasanet. Anyway, the Mog Avraham is a Sophic in the Mechabuzin. Imam Subim Rabim, Golel Shebi Kulom Bitzeya. Suppose you have many Misubim, so who is Bitzeya and who is Meitzi? The Golel Shebi Kulom. Vilim Shavim, suppose they are all on the same level, same Adrege, Vechod Men Keen, Nitzolak Dimei, because of Ikidashti. Vimakein Am Horetz, but then there is a Yisrael Tom Tochem, so the Yisrael Tom Tochem is Kedem. Like, Vimakein Gamkin Tom Tochem, Eloshu Poches Mashaini, but the Kain is also Tanut Hochem, but the Yisrael is a bigger Tanut Hochem. So as long as the Kain is a Tanut Hochem, so then Teiv Lag Dimei. So is the proper thing would be to be Mechabed, the Kain who is also Tanut Hochem, that he should be made to everybody, instead of the Yisrael who is a bigger Tanut Hochem. Teiv Lag Dimei, Avol In Chiyu Bidoro. So the Balabais has a ding dime. But even though the Olchim are much greater than him, and the one who is made to everybody, so you should say, Tchila Bershus Meira V'Rabeisa. Einam Subim Rashoim Liteim Achi Yiteim Habitzeya. So the guest cannot start eating until the Bitzeya, the one who is made to everybody, he is staying first. Aval muta lo seis l'cholechot chalkei kidim sheyechal hu v'hein yamtinu ad sheyechal hu. But in other words, that he is allowed to give everybody, he's allowed to give everybody the meitzi, and then they can taste, they can be taken before the Balabais. So in other words, they have to wait. In other words, they cannot be taken before the Balabais. They cannot be taken. They have to wait until the Balabais, the Bitzeya, he starts eating. But we don't say that giving the Meitzi, you know, to everybody before he takes the meitzi himself and eats, that in itself is a hefsek. We don't say it's a hefsek, but they have to wait. The Taz is chelik and the Shulchan Aruch, and the Taz says that it's not a proper thing for the Balabais, who is made to everybody, who is a meitzi lechem min haaretz, to give a piece of challah, let's say, to everybody, and that might involve a few minutes, you know, until he gives a piece of challah to everybody. So that is chatchila, it should not be done. But the minig is like the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that it's not a hefsek. V'im kol echod eichel mifikorei, suppose that everybody has a chale for himself, so he doesn't have to wait that the Balabai should give him a piece of chale. So v'im kulam skukim likikar shviyal abitzeya, rashoim litei keden. So then they are allowed to be tame kedem. V'yimu Shabbos, tzorich sheyeh lifnei amsubim lechem mishne, chutz mima shelifnei abitzeya. V'oz yeh rashoim litein kedem abitzeya. So in other words, if the Balabais has to give tam hischale to everybody, then they cannot be tame the meitzi before the Balabais is tame. But if everybody has a piece of chale at the table, so Mimele, he doesn't have to wait that the Balabais should give him from his chale, then, so they can be taken before the Balabais is there. In the Batzeya, Rashoye Lifzeya, Achi Yichle Omim Pirei Vein. The Bitzeya is not allowed to start eating until most of the guests said Omim after his book. But if most of the guests already said Omim, even though there is one or two in mute, who still didn't hear me, then the Bitzeya is allowed to study. So he is the first one. In other words, when the Balabais is made to everybody and he gives a piece of challah to every guest, so he should put it on the table near him on his plate, but he shouldn't put it in the guest's hand. Only if the guest happens to be a novel, so then he puts it in his hand. But if it's not a novel, then he shouldn't put it in his hand. He should put it on a table near him on his plate, not in his hand, because putting it in the hand of the guest is indicative of helplessness. So in other words, if the novel is and if a certain guest is a novel, so a novel is considered isolated from society and he is helpless, so then it's a proper thing to put it in his hand. But if it's not a novel, so the proper thing is to put it on a table near him, not to put it in the guest's hand. So the Rambam explains it. Pirsho tzin biyodeo remez liprusas hameitzi sheneisnin biyodei bishas avils. Mishin eichel in yochel ivorer birkas hameitzi lehitzi eichlin. Aval liktanim yochel ivorer. Aval pishin in eichel in moem kilechal chomitzis. So that's the aloche. There is a basic distinction between birkas hamitzves and birkas hanani. In respect to birkas hamitzves, so there is aloche of yotzom meitzi. Why? Because kol yisroel arivim zeloze. So even if somebody already put on tefillin, he already put on tefillin several hours before. Now Reuven put on tefillin several hours before. Now Shimon is putting on the tefillin. So Reuven can say the broche lo niach tefillin to be meitzi Shimon, because kol yisroel arivim zeloze. Even though there is a loche that in order to be meitzi somebody, one must be mechuyav b'davo, and Reuven was already in the kind of mitzvah tefillin, he's not putting on tefillin now. But see, he's also responsible for the kiyum mitzvah of tefillin by Shimon. So Mele is considered mechuyav b'davo. Masha'in kim birkas hananin, there is no imperative in eating. If you eat, you have to say birkas hananin. So Mele, there is no arves. So only if he himself eats, if Reuven himself eats, and he has to say the birkas hameitzi for himself, he can be mechavim to be meitzi Shimon. But if Reuven himself doesn't eat, he cannot be meitzi anybody else. That's the halacha. Mishin eichel in yochel ivor birkas hameitzi leitzi eichel. Avu itanim yochel ivor yichel ivor yichel ivor yichel in moem kirechal chol mitzvah. Afilu b'shabes, shu chayev vachol pas, lo yivor yichel ichavir birkas hameitzi, imin eichel. ולא ישור לבורך לאחרים, אף על פי שניתן. אלו ברכס המיצי דמצו בלרישן של פסח, וברכס היין דקידוש בין של לילה בין של יין. So even on Shabbos, when there is a chiyuv to eat Cholish Sudet, so then we could say that the ברכס הננין of the Sudet of Shabbos, since it's obligatory, it's not optional, so ממילא, there is Arves. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskens know. The Levushiti is in a Chalami. Ligabe, the Sudis of Shabbos, since it's obligatory, it's not optional, so Mele, there is Arves, but we don't pass like it. The Psakar Shulchan Aruch is, and many Rishonim say it, that even the Sudis Shabbos, we do not say Yotzom Meitzi, but only if he eats himself. But there are only two exceptions. One is Matzeh, Pesach night, so not only the one who was Yetzer already, the Kazayis Matzeh, can say the broche of Achilas Matzah to be made to somebody else. That's a birkas hamitzvah, but even the broche of Hamitzah Lachem Noretz, he can be easy. Why? Because it's an imperative. And Kiddush Hayei, not only the birkas HaKiddush, the long broche birkas HaKiddush that you recite Friday night, but even the birkas Be'er Pri HaGefen, which is a birkas HaNani. But this is not optional. It's a must. It's not a must, Dafkan Yain. Either on pas or on yain, but one of the two is a must. So mele there is arves. So the mechaba paskens that not only is there arves in respect to the kiddush of lailo, but even in respect to the kiddush of yain also. Now I heard from my father. I think so that I heard it from my father at one time that according to the Ravid, there is a machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid. as to whether the Birkas prayer Gefen in the morning of Shabbos is a din of Kiddush or it's not a din of Kiddush. The Shittas HaRambam means it's a din of Kiddush. But the Shittas HaRaivad is, no, it's not a din of Kiddush. You only recite Birkas prayer Gefen. Birkas prayer Gefen is a Birkas HaNenin. There is no Birkas HaKiddush. Friday night you have the long walk of Birkas HaKiddush. So it's only a chiyuv, the Chachomim of Misakein, that you have to be mivorech al yayin. Just as according to the Rambam, there is a chiyuv at Suda Shlishis, also to make a Beir Priya Gefen on yayin. So according to the Raived, there is a chiyuv to make a Beir Priya Gefen on yayin in the morning. It's called Kiddush Rabbe, but it doesn't have a din of Kiddush. According to the Rambam, it has a din of Kiddush. So according to the Raived, so the Birkas Beir Priya Gefen Shabbos morning Suda would be analogous to this Sholeh Sudeis. There it's also obligatory. Still, we don't apply the Aloha of Alis, even though it's obligatory. So how does the Taz and the Mogavom explain it? Because the obligation consists in being Nenet, in Ekshavis. So Mimele, we don't apply the Aloha of Alis. So Mimele, the Birkas Beir Priya Gefen, which is just a Chiyu, not of Kiddush according to the Raivet, but it is just a chiyuv to be mivorech al yayin, like according to the Rambam, Suda Shlishis. So maybe we don't say yotzameitz, but we pass like the Rambam. So that's why the Mechaber says ubirkas yayin di kiddush bein shalaylo bein shalayin. Yesh leachel apusa shebotzal kiddim sheichol pasachia. She nechales li teovin yom mishum chibu mitzvah.